Kristen Froneman. Special to the Morning Star. It's one of the last things you'd expect to feel after sitting in a darkened theater watching two people talk for an hour. But the best way to describe the feeling you get after seeing Powerhouse Theater's current production of The Exquisite Hour is just that, exquisite. The play really is a refreshing reprieve from the baby reindeers, Love Islands, and seriously messed up dark material of today's TV and film world. Written by Edmonton playwright Stuart Lemoyne and directed by Powerhouse alumnus Tanya Lawingar, The Exquisite Hour takes place in the days before Facebook and Fox Media started melting our brains and making us suspicious of our fellow humans. Set in a small American town circa 1962, when problems such as racial segregation, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and limited rights for women were actually occurring, The Exquisite Hour is an escape from how we would perceive and receive those types of events today. Instead of social media, this is the era when Walter Cronkite and his ilk delivered the news, and everyone believed what they saw and heard. Can you blame them? Instead of AI and online clickbait sites, people read books and newspapers, by real writers on actual paper. And they listened to their elders and searched through encyclopedias to gain more knowledge. Speaking of encyclopedias, they are used as an introductory device by Exquisite Hour lead character Helen Darramont, Christine Larson, who politely barges her way into the backyard of lonely bachelor Zachary Teal, Paul Phillips, one sunny day. Ms. Darramont arrives as Zach is picking dandelion weeds off his well-manicured lawn and sipping on some strong lemonade, asking him if he can spare her 1 hour of his time. After polite introductions, she sets her motives into action. With her is one book, the H, from the set of Universal Compendium encyclopedias that she hopes to sell to Zach. When he seems uncertain, she entices him flip to a page. This sets off a journey through time and space, as they role-play entries from the book. They start with the story of St. Hubert and the stag with the crucifix between its antlers, to which Ms. Darramont uses garden tools to good effect, to the German royal Hohenstaufen family, and their hard-to-pronounce names. Yes, it's a bit of an odd premise and there are ulterior motives at play, but the innocence and pureness in which they are delivered will warm your heart thanks to the chemistry between lead actors Larson and Phillips. Both play their respective parts with the charm, expression, and energy required. Also exquisite is the set designed by Chris Bain with all the nuances, such as birds chirping in the background and the dappled light delivered by the technical crew led by Rusty Garr. Do yourself a favor and escape the craziness of the world. Turn off your devices for just 1 hour and see this sweet play. The Exquisite Hour continues at Powerhouse Theater from now to May 11th. The production is also Powerhouse's entry into the Okanagan Zone, Ozone, Drama Festival, being hosted at Powerhouse from May 13 to 18. Tickets for all shows are available at the ticket seller.